All right. Well, thank everybody for being here on August 20th, 2013, as we are looking at the Bible study that deals with the will and the choice. Choice is, and our free will is very important, and we were looking at it in the past as it relates to us today, as it relates to our, when Adam and Eve were first created, the first Adam, before they sinned, then Adam and everybody after the fall, the condition that we're born in, and then the new condition that we can be transformed in, which is called born again, a transformation into another state. And then the final state to be is the state that Yeshua found himself in, the Messiah, as the example for us. So there's just four conditions that people find themselves in. And the question is, how do you get out of these and how do you move from one to the other? Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and your grace that you've granted to us to see another day as we move and have our being, as we study, as we open your word, as we try to perceive the things that you have for us. We ask that you open up our understanding, give us wisdom and guidance from on high so that we might be able to understand what you would have for us to understand in these days that we live in. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, anyone remembers the first condition that we find ourselves in? As human beings on planet Earth.
Well, when you say condition,
you mean before the world? Go ahead. Sorry.
Like greed and jealousy and things like that?
No. Well, the first one is the condition that we were, that Adam and Eve were created in. They were created perfect. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Bible tells us that they were created in the image of Elohim. Now, to understand that, how do people interpret that in your mind?
But how do you interpret perfection?
How was Adam and Eve created, who were perfect?
Right, like...
Can you clarify your question, Dad? I don't really understand what you're asking.
Okay. We have Adam and Eve. They were created, right?
Yes.
Okay. They were created, the Bible says, in the image of Yahweh. What does that mean? Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Most people miss that because they don't even understand who the us and who we and all the rest of that stuff. Now, to you guys, y'all should have it down pat, but we're trying to verify, get some verification here.
Are you asking us what are the components? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there you go. And how do they, yes, what is their components? Mm-hmm. And how does that relate to Elohim?
Well, one of them is that they have the mind of the Messiah. They are
created with that mind. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they have the Holy Spirit that is around them. They have the free will. But at the end of the day, we still live in flesh.
Number three. And then what's the fourth component that they have?
I said all three. Which one did you not? Free will and
flesh.
Yeah, there's
four. Yeah, there you go, flesh. That's right. So there's the four components that humans are broken down into. Now, the question is, okay, if Elohim, since Elohim said, let us make man in our image, knowing these components, how do they relate to being created in the image of Elohim? That means you got to understand Elohim and break him down into his components also. That's basically what I'm asking. Since Elohim is plural.
Well, there is the Holy Spirit. There is the brain, kind of. There's the...
Okay, brain, kind of?
Well, I mean, that's like... I don't have a hard time explaining that, but I think I understand it from why I try to explain it to you. It doesn't really make any sense.
And that's why I want us to talk about it, so you can explain it and it can start making sense.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, who can help her? Who can help her make sense out of it?
I mean, you always, I mean, we always live in this flesh, I mean, because that's where we are. We live, we were born with this flesh, the sinful flesh, really. But we have the free will, which gives us the choice to make decisions. And since they were given the mind of the Messiah, that would have them sink in the likelihood of things positive towards his likeliness. And the Holy Spirit would surround them, you know, so they walked after the Spirit. Is that what you're asking?
Okay, but now, Jabari, you're just breaking down the components. Okay, let's turn to the verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So we can look at this verse, and what I want you all to do is explain this verse to me as it relates to the components of Elohim and as it relates to the components of humans. Because if you're made in his image, I mean, after his likeness, okay, what are we comparing that we're likening each other to? I mean, if I'm made like you, you got to explain, well, how am I made like you? Okay, so if you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, it tells us, does anyone have that? Does everyone have their Bibles, have that with them?
Yep.
What are we in John? What are we in?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Ayanfa, you got it?
Huh?
Ramez, you got it? Okay. Want to make sure everybody had their Bibles with them so we can open it and see what it's saying. Some people have it already memorized, which is fine. That's what we, you know, as we learn the word, you know, it becomes part of us. So if everyone has it, we can read it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, and Elohim said. Now, the question is, who is Elohim talking to? Okay? We're going to break this thing down verse by verse, line by line, comma by comma, word by word. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image. Who is us? We know who man is because that's what? Adam and Eve, right?
Yes.
Okay. After our likeness, who is our? Let them, we know who them is, right?
Us.
Adam and Eve, that's them, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And Elohim created man in his own image. How did he do that? In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. Okay. So my context is, We know the them who he's making, that's Adam and Eve, but who is the them, who is the we? Let us, who's the us, make man in our image after our likeness. Who's the our and who is the us? That's what I wanted breaking down in those components.
Well, it's the parts of him. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there's another part that I always forget.
Okay, good. Yep, that's a good start. That's a good start. Okay, we have Elohim is made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Fine. But do you have a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in you?
Yeah, the Holy Spirit. No.
Okay, so now you see how I want you to break it down a little more?
Yeah.
Everybody following? No? Yes? Maybe? You're not sure?
I'm following.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the components that make up Elohim? We said Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's rephrase them in three different other terms that relate to humans. That humans have, because if we're made in his image, we don't have a Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but that's not what we have. Okay, but we do have a spirit, right?
Yeah,
yes.
So...
And Elohim has a spirit, so what are the other two components that we have, that they have, that they are?
The word.
The word, good. Okay,
and
what is the word?
The Son.
The Son, yeah.
Okay, we know the Son is the word, but what is the word? Give me a definition of your words. How do your words come? Do your words just speak for themselves?
No, it comes through the brain first. And
okay.
Are thought up before they're spoken.
Okay, so right, it has to go through the mind, the control center, and that control center makes it such that now your thoughts that you have in your mind are now communicated to the rest of us so that we can understand you, and that's called your words. And when you move, your brain or your mind communicates to different parts of your limb to move, right? So we have one central control center, which is the brain or the mind, which everything else depends on. And so if we're going to speak words, that's what the Son is. That's what the Messiah is. He says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's how John chapter 1 opens up. So if we don't understand that, then we can't understand, you know, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. Just like our Word is with us, and our Word is us, is part of us. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's the way it is with, and that's what I wanted y'all to break down. I wanted you to make a comparison so when somebody asks you, what does that verse mean? He made them in his image. I don't know. That don't make any sense because it's only one Elohim, so how in the world does he have, and then that's where you can break it down. We have words, the word of Yahweh. We have brain, we have a mind. That's the mind is the Father, is the control center, is Yahweh. And we have a spirit, and that's called the Holy Spirit, and he has the Holy Spirit. So we are really made just like he is. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to say. So when I ask y'all that question, that's what I'm meaning. When I say compare, and when you break down that verse, that's, I don't know how else you break down that verse. Because some people, if you tell them about Elohim being plural, people got lost. Okay, so we clarified that. So the point is that I wanted to help us relate to, so that when the Son is here and we relate to him, he was like us. The Bible says that the Son, Yeshua, was made like unto us in all things. Are y'all familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So now, as Adam and Eve were created, we saw the first part before sin, Adam and Eve were created in Elohim's image and after his likeness. In words, it referenced the word, spirit, and brain, or mind, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So now that we understand those four components, everybody knows what they are, right? The mind, the spirit, the will, and the flesh. So everybody on earth has these four components. The question is, what type of mind do you have? What type of spirit do you have? And what type of flesh do you have? Because free will is free will, period. And if you are brainwashed to a certain degree, do you wind up losing your free will? So that's basically what we're trying to talk about, and how does the world attack us in mind, body, and soul? And how can we defend ourselves against the onslaughts of the devil and this world and the propaganda and the brainwashing and all of that stuff? How do we protect ourselves against it? Because it's coming, and it attacks those parts of the body, the flesh, the mind, the spirit, and our will. It attacks all of them. Everybody follow that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And the more we feed them, the more it'll grow. Okay, so now, if we have a flesh, everybody has flesh, right? Now, what type of flesh do we have?
Sinful flesh.
Sinful flesh.
Sinful flesh. And what lives in sinful flesh?
The devil. Sin.
The devil.
Seriously.
No, the devil don't live in sinful flesh, man.
Sinful thoughts. Sinful suggestions.
Yeah, he can send suggestions through the flesh. That's correct. Now, remember, we looked at a verse in Romans, okay? Romans chapter 7. It told us what actually lives in the sinful flesh.
You mean the
carnal
mind?
So if we need
mind?
To, we can go back to it, unless y'all remember.
Are you talking about the carnal mind?
Well, I didn't say mind. I said flesh. But carnal
okay.
mind is one. You are right about that.
Yeah. What is in Romans? Romans what?
Romans chapter 7. I hope you all have been writing down some of these verses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
Romans
it can help you later.
What chapter? I mean, what
chapter
verses?
7.
Yeah, I got 7.
And we're going to look at, it's between verse number 17 through 23. Now, if you have my study and you're looking at it, you can see this in diagram number 2. I do have the verses listed there. And I have each one broken down, and it says sinful flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking there, and number 3, it's going to show you that. So here we have the verses to help you realize what's going on. Now, does everyone have that verse yet?
Yeah, 18, 17, and 18.
Here. Yeah, starting at 17. 17 through 23 is where
mm-hmm.
it is. What
yeah.
actually lives in the flesh?
Sin.
The sinful flesh, as we call it. And once you understand what's in the sinful flesh, then you understand why it's called the sinful flesh and not holy flesh, as some people would think they have when they get converted. Okay? Anybody want to start?
Now then, it is no more I that do it, for sin that dwelleth in me. For
okay,
I know.
Okay, so what is happening in him?
Sin dwelleth in him.
Right. Sin dwells in him. Now the question is, where does sin dwell in him?
In his flesh.
Keep reading.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh.
Okay,
no...
so now he's telling you exactly where it is. Is that right?
That is correct.
Keep reading.
Well, it's no good thing, for to will is present. No,
present.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. for...
Okay, so his will is open that he wants to do right in his will. And remember, that was one of the components. But can he do it?
No.
Okay.
For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do.
So I want to do good, but I can't do it. Keep reading.
Now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, for sin that dwelleth in me.
Not for, but.
But sin that dwelleth in me.
Okay. So he said if he can't do what's right, then who's making him do wrong?
The sin that dwells in him.
That's right. The sin that dwells in him. And where does this sin dwell?
In his flesh.
That's right. Verse 18 said, in my flesh. Okay, next verse.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Okay, so what does he find inside of him?
Evil.
Evil.
What did you say?
Evil is inside. Is
well,
present.
No,
with,
yeah, what type of evil?
There's a law inside.
It's a law. There we go. It's a law. It's just like the law of gravity. It's a law. Can you change the law of gravity?
Nope.
No.
Okay, so there's lots of laws that Yahweh has set up in here for our protection and to help us. Okay? And so if you violate the law of gravity and try to jump off the roof because you think that you can fly, then what's going to happen?
You're not going to fly. Yeah.
That's
right. But you can think all you want. But there's a law that exists that says, sorry, you are not a bird. Okay? And the same thing with, you know, other laws. So there's lots of different laws, like the law of smoking. You know, you smoke, it's going to what? Tear up your lungs. Simple as that. So there's different laws out here that are out here. The law of, you know, wind and hurricanes and, you know, all of these different things that are out there. Waves, water, sunlight, all of these different things are laws. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Okay? Okay, so there's a law inside of him that makes him do evil. Okay, next verse.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
Okay, so that's it. What is this verse is saying here?
He wants and strives to do well, and he delights in the law of God, but there is no possibility that that can happen because he's held in captivity by the law of sin.
Captivity. That's an interesting phrase. Captives, sold under sin. Adam and Eve sold us to sin. So it is a law that lives in him. And what is the name of this law that lives in his members, in his flesh?
The law of sin.
That's it. The law of sin. And the law of sin has encaged him and put him in a cage and put him in captivity so that he doesn't even have a choice. He must obey master. Even when he says, no, master, I don't want to do, he still winds up doing it. So there's a law in our flesh, and that's why it's called the law of sin, and that's why we have the sinful flesh, because the law of sin dwells in the sinful flesh. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. But remember, he says he has another law in his mind. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a law of the mind, there's a law of your will, there's a law of the flesh, there's a law of the spirit. Did you know that the spirit has a law?
Not really, I don't think.
Did y'all know that? You thought the spirit could do whatever the spirit wants to do?
Well, no, not really.
Mm-hmm. If you look under the fourth person, diagram number three, you'll see under number four, the Holy Spirit, you have Romans chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Let's read that so we can see that in the flesh is the law of sin, but now if we are born again and we're being changed, what spirit, what controls the spirit of Yahweh? Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. So that's just one page over from what we were just reading, if you have your Bible open.
Romans what?
Chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
Romans 8, 1 and 2?
Yes.
Oh, 8.
There is, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is in Jesus Christ, hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Okay, so you see two laws here. What are the two laws?
The law of the Spirit of life and the law of sin and death.
There you go. And there you go. And only can you be freed from the law of sin which is in your flesh is, he says, that when the law of the Spirit of life has entered into you, then it'll make you free. Now you can choose not to follow the law of sin, which is in your sinful flesh. Do y'all see that there?
Yes.
That's what he's trying to say there in Romans chapter 8. So he says if you have the spirit of Elohim and he's ruling you, then there's no condemnation because you're free from the law of sin and death. Okay? All right. So we can see that inside of our body, there's struggles going on. Okay? And that's what Romans 7 was talking about. And so depending on your condition and what components you have, everybody has the four components, but what controls these four components is important. So we should know and realize that we're never going to leave the sinful flesh, is that right? Even after you're converted, you don't get holy flesh, right?
No.
All right, so somebody might tell somebody that they're getting holy flesh, but no such thing. Okay, now once Adam and Eve fell and they sinned and disobeyed Yahweh, Yahweh said that if you eat of the tree, you shall what? Surely die, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Nana. Uh-oh.
She just got cut off. Okay, she'll be back on.
Yeah, she'll call back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the beep. That's how you know. Okay, so once Adam and Eve fell, what took shape of those four components? Because they can't have the same components if they just died, right? And did they die? And how did they die?
They died slowly. Like, they didn't die right then, but they were sentenced to death basically after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did the rest of you guys say?
They died. And you can see over time what happens to us as we get older. Of course, they lose. Adam and some of them, they live 900 years. We can't even live 100 nowadays. So,
So Okay, mo ayong fe.
Okay, I'm here. I'm in the middle of getting Ramez situated too. So,
okay. No problem then. All right.
I have your food.
Okay, so the question is asked, okay, if you eat of the tree, you shall surely die. Is that right? So did they surely die?
Well, I mean, yeah, they did, but like what I was saying, that they died slowly. Like, I mean, like they died to, I guess they did kind of die, like to what they were before, and they ended up getting like this sinful flesh and, you know, all this other stuff that they didn't have before. So I guess kind of, but I was thinking in the physical sense of actually dying. You know what I mean? Hello?
I'm still here.
I think we lost everybody.
Okay, I'm still here.
Well, at least I know I'm not on the phone by myself. So I look at my phone, I'm like, I'm still on.
You're still on. I don't know what happened. I heard them talking too, and then nothing.
Oh, well. Well, girl, I started doing different stuff with my hair, and right now I got a couple new hair products. I got this Shea Moisture brand, some curl enhancing smoothie. I got this Curls Unleashed curl defining cream, just, you know, basically to see which one works better for me. Then I made my own, like, water and different oil mixture that I spray on my head every day. So I'm trying out this new Curls Unleashed thing. So I'm doing like I braided the front of my hair. The back just the top, you know, I did whatever I wanted to do with it. Now I'm braiding up the back, like, you know, in bigger braids so I can unbraid them tomorrow and hopefully they'll be, like, crinkly or something. I don't know.
Okay, you've been putting shea butter in them?
Yeah, I didn't put that shea butter in this time. I put in this other stuff called Curls Unleashed. The shea butter stuff's really good, but it doesn't really do any curly stuff. Like, it just, I mean, it feels good on my hair, it smells good on my hair, you know, it's good. But it doesn't give me any kind of texture, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, though, so I'm kind of, like, learning all kinds of new stuff about my hair.
How about that?
Yeah, we got cut off. When did your hair last?
I started explaining something to you, and then you guys left me. But it's okay, Night 3 and I were here talking.
Okay, what was said last? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I forgot. What was I just explaining?
What happens when you eternally, like, were they going to surely die? That's where we're at. And because they said once you eat of the fruit, you will surely die. And clearly they did, because over time they got older and, you know, I don't know how it was going to work, honestly. I was thinking in my mind that they probably wouldn't age. They have I think there was in the tree of eternal life. Am I incorrect about that?
Yeah, well, let's look at it. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
So, I don't
and
feel...
And 17.
...would have aged and wouldn't have died, honestly. So.
You think they were made as adults then?
What's that?
Were they made as adults? Like, Adam was never a kid. He was just an adult when he was made, right?
And nobody knows.
Well, what do you think?
I have no clue. Never thought of it, really.
Oh.
But, you know, the image is that he was created as an adult or as a teenager or something. But obviously he wasn't that smart.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're born as an adult, I mean, you still think as a child. You're just born. You just look older.
But remember, they did not age. Okay, everybody have Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17?
Yep.
Okay, someone read that for us?
And out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them unto man.
Okay, wait. Where are you?
I'm in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16.
Okay, it starts off when the Lord God commanded the man, saying.
Nope, that's not what mine says, so let me find that. I told you, my Bible's weird with y'all. Oh, that's my verse 13. Okay. And Yahweh commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For the day that thou eatest of it, thou shalt die the death. The death. That's interesting.
Surely die. So he said, in the very day, in the day that you eat thereof. Not the year, not a thousand years later. Day. You shall surely die. Okay, so what does that mean to you?
Well, thinking about it nowadays, you would think it means they should have dropped dead then, but since we know they didn't, I mean, I guess they would die to the spirit, you know, and become sinful.
Okay, think about it in reference to the components. You see, you guys got a jump start on this.
Okay, so the mind, the will.
And no longer had the mind of the Messiah. They no longer had the mind of Elohim. No more.
Yeah.
No longer the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Right, they no longer had that. They died, literally, spiritually,
yes.
Mentally, and they put on sinful flesh, physically. These boys died, literally. It was only a matter of time before time caught up with them. But that was it. They were no longer the being they was before. So, see, when you guys start looking at this stuff, I want you guys to think about it in respect to some of these things, because y'all have components, and then if you look at it, the scripture should mean differently to you than it does to other people. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, so we want y'all to try to do that, because that'll be helpful as you study, because that's what we're trying to do, figure out how to best study and what type of things, tools we need that'll help us. Okay, so surely die. Remember, you might say, well, 900 years, that sounds like a long, that's like living forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but now what about if you live millenniums?
Yeah, I know. What if you couldn't die?
Right, that was
I think there was a tree of everlasting life. I could be wrong, but that tree, of course, was no longer there after they did what they did. Could be wrong.
Say that again?
I believe there was a tree of everlasting life.
Yes, it says that there was the tree of life.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. And they were banned from it.
Yes. So that's another way. You can't eat from the tree of life. What will happen to you?
Right. And that's to keep you going. We don't know what that was or where it is or anything like that. Because he said once they tasted, that was it. You got to ban them from
now,
it. Now, let me ask y'all a question. When you think about this, the condition we find ourselves in, ye shall surely die. Okay, when people live the 900 years, and as you can see, as time went on, people started decreasing in mentality. A lot of people say that that today we have the greatest technology, that most advanced technology that ever lived on the planet. Is that a true statement?
No.
And why isn't it, or why is it?
It's not, because they, you know, you look back and you see all the things that were made way, way, way back in the day, you see the math and all the, you know, the stuff that they came up with back then, obviously we're not the smartest. We lost a lot of stuff back then, and we're still trying to regain it. And we're not living as long as we should be living. People, you know, out of that 900 years old, people die at 80, and 80 is a long life now. That's ridiculous.
Well, remember, after the flood, Yahweh said man was evil continually, so he's going to let them live to 70 or 120. That's it. No more.
Well, did he give those numbers?
Yes, he gave those exact numbers.
I don't remember that. That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I would ask. Yeah, I can see where he was coming from, because, I mean, there's things, even, you know, in different planets, like on Mars, it's shown that people have been there before, you know, and there's others.
Right, and people don't want to believe that. They said Africans can't build stuff like that. That's impossible. Now, let me ask you a question. He said you will surely die. Now, what about this that people say that if you did that, that you will live forever, either in hell or in heaven? Is that true?
That's an interesting question. I don't remember really thought
about
that.
Oh, you got the verse in front of you. You got to see what this verse says and what they say, and do they match? That's the question.
So, no, because you're going to die. So, you wouldn't live forever. That makes sense.
Okay. Now, turn it with me to chapter 3. And guess what it says? And that's what Yahweh says. Now let's hear what Lucifer says.
Chapter 3, verse what?
You start at verse 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field which Yahweh had made. And he said unto the woman, Hath Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Did he say that?
No, he didn't.
What did he say?
He told you can eat of every tree but this one.
Thank you. Okay.
And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim hath said, We shall not eat it, eat of it, neither shall we touch it, lest we die.
Now, did he say that?
He didn't say not to touch it, did he?
I mean, you read the verse.
No. Well, he said that you will die, but he didn't say if you touch it. I don't remember seeing that.
Okay, right. So all the serpent had to do is drop the food on the person, and if they didn't die, then he could say, see, he's lying.
Yeah, even though that's not what he said. He twisted around all of this. He twisted around all of his words. If they weren't listening correctly, they would have seen it, what he was doing.
That's right. So all he had to do was get them to touch it, and if they didn't die, then he could say that, see, Yahweh was lying.
Crazy.
Okay, so that's important, that he deviates from what it was said, and have you believe something that wasn't said but makes you think you believe what was said. And that's what's going on in the churches and everywhere today. You think the Bible said this, but it didn't say that.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
And that's where we are today. Okay, so now.
Hello?
Next verse.
You should be here.
Oh, where am I? And the serpent said unto the woman, No death will you die. For Elohim doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as Elohim, knowing good and evil.
Ah! Now, was that true at all?
Well, it was true that they knew good and evil.
It was true that what?
It was good that they would know good and evil.
Okay.
But that was about it.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be like him because you were like him. But
amen.
Eat of the fruit, you're not like him anymore.
Amen. That's the key. And that we will be as gods. You are already a god. Now you ain't a god for sure.
Yeah.
Now, to be a god, that means you can live forever, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And he said right here, you won't surely die. So that means you're going to live forever. And that's what some teachings is, that you will burn in the lake of fire forever. How could you burn in the lake of fire forever if you can't live forever?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, now if you're converted and you have a new body and a new soul, that's an entirely different thing. But nobody, I mean, so the devil says that you'll live forever if you disobey Yahweh. And Yahweh says, if you obey me, you'll live forever. But if you don't live, if you don't follow me, you ain't going to live forever. You're going to surely die. And so this thing about that people, when they die, that their bodies go to heaven and all of this stuff and they're up in heaven, that's all nonsense. That's all non-scriptural. That's what Lucifer is saying in chapter 3 versus what Yahweh said in chapter 2. He said, you will surely die. When we die, we surely dead. Something ain't living on. No, there ain't nothing living on. You got to wait for the resurrection. And so when people are dead, they tell you, man, hey, he's down there looking at us, man, and this and that and the other, right?
Yeah.
And then some of them would say that, hey, I saw so-and-so come back from the dead. Now, what in the world are they seeing? Somebody came to my bed and talked to me. What are they seeing? There are spiritual beings, right? There's good angels and bad angels, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they're seeing. They cannot, the Bible talks about people seeing angels. I mean, angels can come in human form, good and bad angels. And you can think you saw your friend or you saw your buddy or whatever, and they're called familiar spirits, spirits of people that you're familiar with. That happened with Saul. King Saul, he saw, you know, a ghost, a demon, or whatever you want to call it. And he thought it was Samuel. Okay? So when people say that, they don't really understand what's going on. So this is the first lie that was given to humans, Adam and Eve, that you will live forever violating Yahweh's will. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that you go to heaven when you die. Or you go to hell when you die, or whatever, wherever. But no, the Bible says you are surely, surely die means what? You really dead or you partially dead?
You're really dead.
Right, right. So that's something I just wanted to mention so that as we can see, we died spiritually, mentally, and physically because we put on sinful flesh, a carnal mind, and the spirit of Lucifer. Right. So we know we died in that relationship. And so now we also can see that that's something he wants to perpetuate also, that we can continue, you know, following him. All right? All right. Well, we'll stop now because it's a little after 9. Wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to. Does any of this make sense? Is this helping you guys or not really?
It's coming together more and more. Going back and forth with these ideas. So, yeah, it's coming together more and more.
Yeah, I mean, it's making sense. I mean, I don't know. It's like I learn something new every week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it's all about. Okay, are you okay?
She still with her meds properly.
Mom gone. She didn't get back on yet? Nope. Okay.
I'm here too, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're hoping that what we're studying is helpful to you all. That's the catch. And it's helping you all understand what struggles you're going through, why you're going through them, and how to helpfully get victories over some of them. and understand the battles, because we're being attacked on all of these levels. And unless we know that we're being attacked, then we can't do anything about it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like biochemical warfare, they feed that through the food. And it messes with the mind. Brainwashing, teaching people miseducation, that's the mind. The spirit is the spirit of this world, all at the different things that the flesh and everybody wants to do. You know, through the music, through all of this stuff. I mean, they are pumping it on every aspect. So we have to be aware of these attacks so that we can try to, you know, defend ourselves against them. Okay? Make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
All right. Well, we have y'all give a word of prayer to close out.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this meeting that we have and the updates and the understanding. Thank you for the willingness to read and listen from a different point of view and also gain a lot of experience in the different chapters that we read in books. Please bless us throughout this week as we continue to study and learn more about your word. In your name I do pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, you can cut it off. Star 9.